The government is racing to build a new aviation security system by December 31st. A new agency is being created to oversee the system. Its mission is to shield airports and airplanes from terrorism, NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The Transportation Security Administration will be the biggest new agency since World War II, bigger than the FBI, the Housing Department, and the Customs Agency combined. The massive undertaking to create the agency and organize implementation of the new system is being engineered mainly by a group of private consultants. About 25 of them gather each evening around a long table in a bland wood-paneled room inside the Department of Transportation. They've dubbed it the War Room, where battle plans are all about meeting deadlines.
Hans, Daryl, and I got together and talked about how this piece fits in the overall IT architecture, and Hans clarified some of the deadlines on those.
The War Room folks are not experts on security, they're experts on management, figuring out how to meet the congressionally mandated deadlines between now and December 31st. They're focused on every step of the process, hiring federal screeners, finding experts to train them, buying explosive detection machines, and placing the 9-ton devices at airports nationwide. The different jobs are divided among teams called GO teams.
GO teams number 32 and 46, Leo QRE in training. Any update?
One of the young leaders who's directing the GO teams is Hans Miller, a tall, thin blonde who's leaving his management consulting job to join this agency he's helping to create. Miller almost cringes at the thought of missing a deadline.
I'd like to propose a GO team rule, which is that if you find that there's an obstacle or a challenge to what you're trying to accomplish by a certain deadline, that the burden of coming up with proposals to overcome that don't break the laws of physics, is on the GO team.
The Transportation Security Administration, already known as the TSA, is now taking applications for airport security directors. These are the people who will run the day-to-day security operations at airports and supervise the new screeners once they're hired. The firm Korn Ferry is handling the hiring process for security directors. Deborah Clow is the firm's representative in the War Room.
What you do actually is get online, you fill out an automated business card to start out with, answer a series of questions, that's the easy part, and then you put in a digital resume. And that initiates the process, and then they will send back a notification that they received your complete package. I think it's within 48 hours.
Already, the government says it has received 8,000 applications for 81 available positions. The bigger challenge will be hiring 40,000 federal screeners. All of them must be in place by November 19th, and next month, the government will officially take over their contracts and every other security aspect from the airlines. The TSA says it will begin taking applications soon, and screeners will be hired incrementally, airport by airport. And then, of course, they must be trained. This week, the bidding process begins among security experts and academics who want to train the screeners. The cost of implementing the aviation security system could total $6.5 billion in the first year alone, according to the Inspector General of the DOT. Kenneth Mead says much of that cost will be for procuring new technology. He warned the government not to let the technology firms become expensive vultures.
My phone is ringing constantly with vendors offering different security equipment with the best answer. A lot of vendors offering equipment. At a time like this, it behooves us to have good cost controls in place so that we don't come back a year or two from now and say we've got a lot of fraud, waste, and abuse out there.
Even the most conservative, traditionally anti-government lawmakers voted to create the Transportation Security Administration. After September 11th, they said they felt they had no choice, that perhaps a giant bureaucracy is what it takes to keep terrorists away from airplanes. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.